This is Reuven Levy. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom from Rav Shalom Arashita. We're on page 121 in the chapter dealing with respecting your wife. We said that a person needs to respect his wife no matter what the situation is at home. His respect for the wife, to honour my wife, is not conditional. It's not conditional on her treating me nice, and even if she's treating me, in my opinion, really, really badly, she's not being very nice to me at all. And it happens, can happen. Hashem has his ways, he has his reasons, that he will test me by making my wife not act towards me in such a nice way. Even at that time, and dafka at that time, Rav Arish teaches us, a person has to be very careful to respect his wife very much. We spoke about yesterday the situation that can happen where a wife is not on the same level as the husband in terms of making tshuva. Let's say a husband decides he wants to make tshuva, or even if he's already observing Torah, he wants to strengthen himself even more. Someone gave him a book, Gan Emunah, he heard a Rav Shalom CD, and he wants to strengthen himself. But his wife, who didn't read the book and hadn't yet heard the CD, is not so interested. And her husband can become very frustrated. Husband's seen the light, and he knows what is right. He knows this is the right derech, this is the right path. But the wife is not there yet. You're not yet there. What should he do? So, what he certainly shouldn't do is to rebuke his wife. He shouldn't try to tell her that she's doing things wrong, that she needs to dress more sneersly, that she needs to bench after she eats an apple. Right? That's not what he's meant to do. It'll only backfire. If the wife sees that the Torah is causing the husband to criticize the wife, causing him to rebuke his wife, and she's going to hate the Torah. She's going to be against the Torah. The Torah will be public enemy number one. And it will backfire very much. So on the contrary, a husband needs, in such a situation, to act towards his wife even better than he normally would, with even more respect, giving her gifts, giving her attention, giving her love, giving her support, even if she is completely ignoring his attempts to encourage her to move forward in her Yiddishkeit. She needs to see that the Torah is actually a great thing that's really helped her husband to become such a better husband, and not the opposite. If she sees that since you started learning Torah, you keep beating me up, you keep shouting at me, you keep telling me I'm doing things wrong, she's going to hate the Torah and she's going to hate him, and it's all going to go very, very badly. So, that's the situation. He's to show even more attention and honor to his wife. Rav Arish writes, Hatotza'ahi, the result is, She'im ad achshav haya od eze zikui shotayisha tachzor b'tshuva. If the husband doesn't treat his wife in this fashion, and he starts rebuking her and telling her that she's not doing things right, then Rav Arish writes, if up until now there was a small chance that she might come back and do tshuva, achshav shebala me'isa leha etanyan, when a husband causes her to hate the whole idea of Torah, he rak mitrachechet yoter v'yoter, she only will distance herself more and more. Until she hates anything that is connected to Torah, and she will not be prepared to listen to any word at all regarding teshuvah. And even the small amount of sympathy that she had in the past for tradition will disappear. And for sure she will be against her husband with all of her power. Tov.
If she wants to, she has a question, she wants to learn something that's different though.
In what way different? Meaning?
Like, there's the question we both had about something. We weren't sure. I found out about it, Marav, and then I explained it to her, and we both did shuva, and we changed it.
Uh-huh. So if she's interested, yeah. And she's in, then that's...
So it's the other way around.
When she's not interested, but here he's taking it from the aspect of the general duty is to respect and love my wife, give her all the good attention, everything she needs, never to criticize her. Even in that situation where I want to do teshuva and she doesn't.
Yeah. Even share with her if she says, whatever. Like that. Don't criticize. Just
okay.
Pray.
Yeah.
In that case.
So what does he need to do? So, Bishvil Lakarev Gamota, in order to bring her close in this situation, so you can't criticize, and I can't tell my wife she's doing anything wrong, right? And I have to be nice to her and give her all these gifts. Even though she's not keeping Torah, and she's ignoring it, she's not interested, I still have to pretend that everything is okay. Right, that's my job, to make her very comfortable. So what am I meant to do? Because I want her to make teshuva, but I'm not allowed to say anything. But I want her to make teshuva. Not allowed to tell her what she's doing wrong. How is she going to change? So, we have the answer. Yitpalel aleha, pray on her. That's my job, to pray on her. Simply to pray on her. Ki akol efshar la'asig b'tefilah, because everything is possible to be achieved through tefillah. We did a little bit of this yesterday. Let me just catch up to where we are. And this is really the true love that he shows to his wife. That he prays on her with love. He can say to Hashem. So Rav Arash gives us now an example of what you could say to Hashem in that prayer. Ribono shel olam, ata ovarta oti brachamecha lachzor b'teshuva. You woke me up in your kindness and your mercy to do teshuva. Because all this light that you gave me, it's all come from you. And the proof is that even I was in darkness until you opened my eyes. Todah rabah lecha. Thank you, Hashem. Ana mimcha to'orer gam ishti. And I'm asking you and begging you, please, to waken up also my wife. Tiftach elipa, open up her heart, v'ta'ir teneha, and enlighten her eyes, kafi she'asita li, like you did to me. Right, that's the sort of prayer that we need to give to Hashem. V'kach yalbeh b'tefila lehan, and so this way, a person, the husband, needs to increase his prayers for his wife. Bli la'ir la shum ha'ra, without making any criticism whatsoever of her. Ki aklahu la'ayir, because the rule here is to, makes a play on words here, in Hebrew, la'ayir v'lo la'ayir, to enlighten and not to criticize. Ba'o she'me'ir ha'bal l'ishto zo ahava she'noten la. And the light which the husband lights up his wife, this is his love for her. Ba'simcha she'ma'arela, and the happiness which he shows her, hatfilot shemit palelaha, are the prayers that he prays for her. Isha sheba'ala mekabed ota be'emet, a wife whose husband truly honors her, lo tuchal alechet negdo l'orech zman, cannot go against her husband for any length of time. He taugish shelo benoach litnaged lo. She feels that it's not comfortable, she's not happy to go against him. Lahatseh etzadav, to go against him. Blimnoato midvah shechashuv lo, to prevent him from doing things that are important to him. Bizman shehu kol kach mitchashev ba mechabed ota, at a time when he is so much concerned for her and giving her honor. Therefore, without even saying a word to her, he ba'atzma titbayesh eze shlav hitnaged lo mechamat yachaso hatov eleha. She is going to be embarrassed to continue to be against him when he is just trying to be nice to her. V'chi acharei she'oseh la tovot ke'elu ita'aseh negdo. She's going to say to herself, my husband's acting so nice to me and I'm against him. Right? The wife is only awakened to be against the husband because Hashem has put it into her heart that he needs to send a message to the husband. But if the husband is genuinely trying to respect his wife, trying to be nice to her, even in that difficult time, then the wife is going to see, and she's not going to be able to hold that position for very long. Right? As soon as Hashem is finished with sending me the message, she's going to run back to her position where she wants to love me, encourage me. Lachen yireh la shehu ohev ota kmo shehi. Therefore, a husband should show that he loves his wife the way she is. V'yagin la she'akob zchuta, tell her that everything is in her merit. She'bekoch shela hu holech lomod Torah, that in her strength he goes to learn Torah. V'yagin la she'adraba, hu haya ne'ene yoter li'yishe'e ita b'bayit, aval l'tovat b'bayit hu holech lomod Torah. The husband can tell his wife, you know, it's not only in your strength that I'm going to learn Torah. Actually, I prefer to be at home with you, but for the good of the house, for the good of the home, I'm going to learn Torah. Vod kiyotse bazeh, and other things like this, v'shonot she'al yadam hu ya'ila, in words that will enlighten her, v'yiten la la'gish she'hi ikar b'chayav, and will give her the feeling that she is the number one most important thing in his life. She'yesh la chelek chashuv gam b'torah mitzvot shelo, and that she has a great and important part in his Torah and his mitzvot. Right? It's also important for us to remember that for ourselves, even when here he's talking about a situation when the wife is against the husband learning Torah, and he has to be very careful that the Torah doesn't compete with his attention for his wife, that she feels that she's number one, etc. But even if that's not the case, even if our wives are very comfortable for us learning Torah, it's still important for us to occasionally, when we remember, to tell our wives that, you know, like Torah learning is all in your strength, it's in your merit, it's in your power, and I love being at home with you, but I'm going to learn for the good of the family, of the house, of the home. That she feels part of it. She doesn't feel like she's losing out. But sarich she'aseh ken be'emet. And a person needs to do this in truth. Shelo yitzapeh shehine hu chiyech katzat umiyati kavatiyeh mevutelet alav. A person shouldn't expect that he can just smile a little bit and then she, his wife, is going to be satisfied with that. Right? It takes work and effort to make sure the wife is comfortable, to compliment her, to give her attention, to give her love. Ki itachen she yitzterech rag latet v'lavin v'la'ir panim l'mechshech zman aroch. Because it's necessary to give, to understand, to enlighten, to give her attention for a long period of time. V'hi tamshech v'hit nagud v'zionot. Even if she's continuing during that time to be against you and to give the husband rebukes. Achen lo ya'amid zot l'nisayon. Ela yinaheg kach b'toch derek kubua ikonit. Therefore, a person should not wait for the test, but he should act this way as a fixed way of acting. That means to kolomah, and that means to say, la'il ipalel, to enlighten his wife and to pray on her. Shehi tireh shehu amiti, and when she sees that he is truthful, he titafech, she will come round to being in favor of him. Kamo shekatov, like it's written, v'yotzot Hashem darkei ish gam oyvav yashlim ito. When a person does Hashem's will, even his enemies make peace with him. So, that's the end of that chapter. And you see that the importance of respecting a wife, giving attention to her, even in the most difficult circumstances. She's against me, she's against what I want to do, she's not encouraging me. It's all a test from Hashem. Wants the best out of us. Okay. Next chapter. Chapter 6. Paneihem ish el achad. Their faces were one turned one to the other. From Parashat Truma, Ketiv. In Parashat Truma it's written the following pasuk. Vayu ha-kuvim poroshei kanafayim lamala. The angels, the cherubs that stood on the ark with their wings spread to the upwards to the sky. Sochim kanafayim ala parochet. They stood there on the parochet, on the ark. Upanehem ish el achiv el haparochet yuhu panei hakuvim. And the faces were turned one to the other on the parochet. So were the faces of the kruvim, the angels. Hikshu hachamim. The rabbis asked a question on this in the Gemara in Bava Batra. Bahare b'makom acher katuv ala kruvim. In a different place it says about these same angels. Upanehem labayit. Their faces were to the bayit, meaning to the outside. They weren't facing each other. They were facing the walls. Mashma shalayu panei hakruvim ishalachav. Can learn from here that their faces were not turned one to each other. Allah hafuchim zemizeh. Rather, they were turned away from each one. But Totsu, and they answered the question. Not kasha. It's not a question. It's not a difficulty. Can bizman sheyisrael osin matzonoshel makom. Here, in one place, it's where Am Yisrael do perform the will of Hashem. Azai panei akruvim ishalachiv kederech alvavim. And therefore, their faces are turned one to each other in the way of lovers. And here in the other case, it's a time when Am Yisrael are not doing the will of Hashem. And then the two angels are facing away from each other. Just like a person who is angry and turns away his face from the other person. We can anulomdim yisod v'shalom bayit. Here, Rav Arish explains, we can learn a fundamental principle in shalom bayit. Bizman she'osin ratzono shel makom, at a time when a person is doing Hashem's will. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashre shalom bayit ish l'ishto. Shalom bein ish l'ishto. Hashem brings peace between the man and the woman. U'pneihem ish el achav, and each one's face is, so to speak, turned towards each other. V'china ahava, in an aspect of love. Ahava k'shein osim ratzono shel makom, but when the person is not acting according to Hashem's will, azai p'neihem labayit, then the opposite happens, the faces are turned away. Kloma shemefanim oref zel azeh, as if to say they turn their faces one against one from the other. But are you dekach naaseh sina, and there that causes hatred between them. Ka'as, anger, prophet, dispute, rabot, bein ish v'isha, between the husband and the wife. Imsa, it turns out, lefi shalom bayit, yachol adam ladat et matzavo haruchani. Therefore, it turns out that according to his shalom bayit, husband can actually know what his spiritual status is. Im yesh lo shalom bayit, if he's got shalom bayit, zemare shehu asir atzono shel makom, this shows him that he's doing Hashem's will. If you have shalom bayit, it's a sign you're doing Hashem's will. V'im ein lo shalom bayit, and if he doesn't have shalom bayit, zemare sheino asir atzono shel makom, it's a sign that you're not doing Hashem's will. V'yitera mizot, and more than this, shalom bayit hu moded umuduyak biyoter she'ein bo shum tayot. Shall you do your whole adam like that at Matsabo or Khanin Ashur? And a person should know that the measure is very exact, and there's no mistake here. That if a person wants to know what his spiritual status is in Shemayim, then he should look at his Shalom Bayit. But Likutei Moran, in the holy book of Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman, in Torah Pei Zion, it's written the following. Rabbeinu brings over there Shahashleimut Shel Shalom Bayit Taluya Baba'al, that the completeness of the perfection of Shalom Bayit depends on the husband. Imhut Sadik Bachoma Shekashur Litzniut Vihitrav Kuk Minyut. If he is righteous in all matters which concern tzniut, modesty, and hitrachut minu, and keeping away from lustful women, azai hu meir beishto, then he gives light to his wife. 224 arot, 224 lights, ruchaniyim, spiritual lights, behi meirabo b'chazara, and she shines them back in return. She perusha she amadet letzi dovako. Masayet lo b'avodato. In practice, that means that she stands on his side in everything and supports him in all of his work. Vazeh nikra. This is called penehim ishalechem. Hu meir ba behim meirabo. And this is what's called one's face is turned to the other one. Each one is facing the other, meaning. What does that mean? It means that the husband is facing the wife and giving her all this light, and she's returning it back at him. But if a husband destroys his own path in those sins which are connected to lust for women, which is an aspect of the Pasuk in Bereishit, if a man destroys his flesh, the path that he walks. Azai hu pogem b'chinat derech. So here we're learning from Likutei Moran that if he does this, he breaks that pasuk, which means that he's blemished the aspect of the word derech, which is those derech is the hainu otam reish kaf dalad orot. The word derech is made up of the letters, which also equal the number 224. He blemishes that derech, which is the 224 lights that we just spoke about. And therefore his wife is going to be against him. And she is going to disturb him on his path, so to speak. Because he takes from her and he doesn't shine on her. And from this, it turns out that she will have a desire to go against him. Like Chazal said, if he doesn't merit it, he doesn't purify himself, she is not an Ezer, she's a Negdo. She goes against him. Therefore, it turns out that Shalom Bayit becomes a certificate, a stamp, of whether or not the man is doing the will of Hashem. And in particular, it's a certification of his Kedusha. We see that if the husband is not acting in a way of holiness, in a way of modesty, and he can't shine the light on his wife. Right? The light, as the light of Kedusha, that husband has potential to shine on his wife, and that she'll shine right back at him. And if that happens, then there's a very close connection between the husband and wife, because they're shining light on each other. And if there's not, if there's no Shalom Bayit and the opposite, then he's not shining those lights. Because that light is getting taken, it's going to the dark side, so to speak, it's not going to his wife. That light might be going to the internet, to Facebook, to women in the street. It's not going to his wife. needs to be going only to his wife. I only have a certain amount of light. I've got 224 lights. And if 186 of those lights are being spread around different pages of Facebook, then there's only very few lights left for me to come home and enlighten my wife with. And she's going to feel that lack of light. She's like, where's all my light? You're mate, I'm expecting 224 watts. You're hitting me with 12.5 watts. What's going on? She's going to be very upset. And that's what's going to cause her to be very angry and very against her husband. And she doesn't even know why. But she looks at her husband, and instead of seeing this radiant spiritual figure, she sees this little glow worm. He's a worm, and he's glowing, and she doesn't like glow worms. She wants a spiritual giant full of light, because that's what she's expecting, why not? So she's very unhappy. She doesn't even know why. So she's against the husband. So that's why it's a very good stamp. It's a stamp of approval from Hashem. If I'm doing right, I have shalom bayit. And if I'm not, Hashem is letting me know. And I need to go to the field, do some cheshbon nefesh, look at the things that are taking my light away, and ask Hashem to help me to give it back to my wife where it belongs.